Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yod Dalet, and we are at the two dots, about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Yod Gimel Amud Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Avram Yitzchak ben Yechiel Mechel, Shehalach Le'olamai, this morning. And really, before we begin the daf, I just wanted to say a little bit of Divrei Zikaron. My grandfather, who had Arichas Yomim, he lived well into his 90s, was born in Chelm, Poland. So he was a Polish Yid, he was a Chelm Yid. And he used to tell me that he remembers in 1940 when his mother smuggled him out of Poland. So the last thing she told him was his father had died before the war when he was 12 years old. The last thing she told him was, Vagesnish the Tatas Yartzeh. She says, I don't know where life is going to take you. I don't know where you're going to end up. I don't know what's going to be with you. But wherever you end up, Vagesnish the Tatas Yartzeh. And Baruch Hashem, my grandfather, he ended up spending the war years in Russia. He came back in 1945. He saw that his entire family was killed. They were killed in Sobibor. He ended up in Paris for a few years. He could have very easily gotten lost in what was going on in Paris in those times. Eventually, he ended up in New York City. He met my grandmother, and he built the Yiddish Mishpacha. And not only did he not forget his father's Yartzeit, but really, he didn't forget his father's Messiah. Everything that he had learned as a young boy when he was in Chelm, he davened in the Belze Shtibol, came here, became a Belze Chassid all over again. He learned the Masechtas that he learned when he was in Yeshiva. He used to tell me about his Rebbe in Cheder. His name was Avrem Herman. He learned with him Arbavas Nezikim. He learned with him Shnai Moichs and the Talis. My grandfather was from the first people to learn Daf Yomi. But really, he took with him this Messiah that he had from pre-war Europe, and he carried it along with him. My grandfather's name was Avram. And I was thinking that just like Avram Avinu was called Avram HaIvri, Kala Oilam Be'Ever HaEchad, Avram Be'Ever HaSheni. My grandfather was from a world of people where nobody survived. And even the ones that survived, most of them didn't end up going B'Derech Hashem. I had the privilege of going with my grandparents in 1994. They took me to Poland. We spent 8 days in Poland. He went to Chelm. My grandfather's father had been buried in Chelm, so we had Kibrei Ovis to go to. So my grandfather used to go. He was from the Asura Rishonim when Reichberg travels in Borough Park. He started going back. So he was looking for the first people to go. My grandfather was literally from the Asura Rishonim. So I went with him in 1994. We went to Chelm, and it was 50 years, I think, from something, I guess from 1944, and they were reenacting the Beis HaChaim over there. And the Polish government had contributed funds, and there was a very large proceeding with a galach and a rabbi. It was a very big deal. And about 100 families that had relatives that were buried in that Beis HaKfaris, literally from all over the world, came to celebrate, to be part of this. The only person that had remained from after the war was my grandfather. He was the only person that had remained from. I remember I was sitting, we stayed in a hotel, and all the families got together, and there was some social gathering, and I was a yeshiva bacher, so I had a gemara with me. I was learning Masechta Saita. I had a small gemara, Masechta Saita. I remember I'm sitting by myself, and an alta Polish yid comes to me, and he tells me, "Is that yeshiva bacher?" So I said, "Yeah." He said, "Vus lansta?" So I said, Masechta Saita. Vi in Masechta Saita. So I showed him the gemara I was learning. So he looks at the gemara, and he tells me, Toisvus frekta kashadu of de gemura. And we looked at Toisvus, the top Toisvus on the Yomid. And he looks me in the eye, he says, Girsa di yankas aloy mishtakhtu. He says, I want to tell you my story. He said, my father was a very wealthy man, and before the war, he sent me to Warsaw to learn by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the Briskerov's brother, Rav Soloveitchik from Yeshiva University's father, Rav Chaim's son. He said he went to learn by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he learned in Yeshiva, and then the war broke out. One thing led to another. He said, I haven't opened the Gemara in 50 years. But Girsa Diyankas Aloy Mishtaka. And I was thinking, my grandfather's name was Avram, Avram Yitzchak. And he was like Avram Avinu, Kol Olam Ever Echad, Avram Be'Ever Hasheni. But he really clung on to this thing. Actually, one memory I'll share that is, I think, close to home in terms of what we do, and that is, my grandfather did Daf Yomi. He had a chabura of Alta Polish Yidden Holocaust survivors in a shtibul in Borough Park. And whenever they would make a siyum, so we'd call my mother and tell my mother, tonight tell Sruli, I'm picking him up, I'm taking him to the siyum. And I used to go with him to the siyum for Daf Yomi. I was 8 years old, 9 years old, and I'd sit in the basement. I'm a shtickle mafunik when it comes to food. So I remember I couldn't even sit in the basement. It smelled so bad. The chicken and the string beans and the carrots. I mean, there was no medium rare steaks being served that night. But either way, I couldn't deal with it, but I still remember the Alta Yidden with the big gemaras, with the Fatzaita Shekadish. But, you know, these were good memories. Either way, my Zayda was a very special person for those that know him. I know a lot of people knew him. But on that note, so we're middle learning the sugyas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. So Masechtas Avodah Zarah begins with an Issur d'Rabbanan, where the Chachamim said, "Lifnei Adam shel Ovdei Kechavim Shloisha Yomim, Asur Laseis V'Laseis Iman." But as we saw, Matzah Shabbos, and this morning again, there's times where not only is there an Issur d'Rabbanan to do business with the Ovdei Kechavim B'Yoy Meidam, but it could be there's going to be an Issur d'Oraisa as well. There's an idea of not being Mahana Avodah Zarah, Chloikis, Rishlokish, Yechanan, Rav Nasan, and Achamim, one of the themes of this morning's daf. But the point is, as it relates to this final Gemara before the Mishnah, is that there is an idea that one cannot be Nene from Avodah Zarah, V'lo Yidbak Biyotcha Me'umut Menacherim, but not only can one not be Nene from Avodah Zarah, but he can't be Mahana Avodah Zarah either. Meaning, as it relates to practical halacha, there were times where on the Chagah, the government said that if anybody buys something, you'd have to pay a special tax. If that was the case, you couldn't buy things. Because forget the Issur d'Rabbanan. There was a real Issur d'Oraisa. By you buying, the Meicher is going to pay a tax now to the Galach. And that tax that he's going to pay is going to benefit the Avodah Zarah. So there's an idea of not being Mahana Avodah Zarah. Stating that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Zavan Sandala. Rabbi Yaakov once bought a shoe on the aid of an Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zavan Pita. Rabbi Yirmiyah bought pita. He bought bread. So Rabbi Yaakov told Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Yaakov, Yasma Avod Rabbat Hachi. Yasma Avod Rabbat Hachi. Meaning each person was okay with what they themselves did, but they had a problem with how the other one. So Rabbi Yaakov bought sandala. Rabbi Yirmiyah buys pita. So Rabbi Yaakov turns to Rabbi Yirmiyah, how you buying pita? How are you buying bread? By the way, Tosfos asks, what happened to Pas Akum? L'chura, they were buying Pas from the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Isn't that Pas Akum 101? So these are sugyas we're going to get to in a couple of weeks here in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. I am Tosfos. But either way, so Rabbi Yaakov had a tie in Rabbi Yirmiyah. And Rabbi Yirmiyah turned to Rabbi Yaakov. You have a problem with the fact that I bought pita? How did you buy your shoes? Up to Gemara, v'travayu, mi balabaya zoven. Now each one was able to do what they did per the last Gemara that we saw this morning, because they bought it from a balabayas. And the balabatim didn't have to pay taxes. It was only the retailers, the people that did this for a living, they were the ones that had to pay the tax. But if you bought it from a balabas, it wasn't an issue. So why then was each one choysha the other one? V'chol chad v'chad sabar chavroi mitagar zoven. But at the same time, each person thought that the other one had bought it from a merchant, being that they thought that the other person had bought it, that's why they came with a tainit. I'm Rabbi Yechon, I'm Rabbi Yechon, I'm Rabbi Yechon, I'm no problem is if you buy from a tagar. Deshakli michsim, because they were the ones that had to pay taxes. Avlo kechon balabayas. But if you buy it from a balabayas, leshakli mine michsa, where you don't pay taxes, mutter, it's going to be mutter. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, had Rabbi Yechon been alive today, pa'asra dekoshakli michsa afilu mi balabayas hava asa, he would have had a problem even in that city where Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah bought the sandala and the pita respectively. And the reason is because it's true, Rabbi Yochanan said that you're allowed to buy from a balabayas. But the only reason he said you're allowed to buy from a balabayas, zil basar taima, is because they didn't have to pay the taxes. But nowadays, the balabatim also have to pay taxes. The kaimrim, the galach, got smarter. So you can't incorporate as a balabayas and not as a retailer and now all of a sudden be tax exempt and not have to pay taxes. Even the balabatim have to pay taxes. I mean that even the balabatim have to pay taxes. So Rabbi Abba, Brad, Rabbi Chibar Abba said that had Rabbi Yochanan been here today, ba'asra de kashokli michso afilu mi balabayas, hava asa. So the Gemara says, elu inu hechi zoven. So how did Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah buy what they bought? Meaning we thought they were relying on Rabbi Yochanan, who said that it's only from a professional, a retailer that you're not allowed to buy from, because he pays the taxes, and when you buy, you're being mahana. But to buy from a balabayas is not an issue. So the Gemara says, in balabayas, ain't a kavua zavan. They bought it off the books, meaning they bought it from a meicher that wasn't reporting, and being that he wasn't reporting, he had a cash business, so they were never going to pay the taxes. So from Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiyah's perspective, if they thought the meicher was going to pay the taxes, they wouldn't have done it, because nena aser, mahana aser. But being they were buying it from people that weren't going to pay taxes anyways, it's for that reason, it wasn't going to be an issue. I saw the Sha'ar of Etzion and Balacha, he asks a very, very starka ha'ara. Rabbi Yaakov bought shoes, Rabbi Yirmiyah bought bread, and each person was choshed the other one that what they did was wrong because they were being mahanav avodah zarah. Now it turns out no one had done anything wrong because each one had bought it from a baal habayis, and not just a baal habayis, a baal habayis she'enoy kavua. As a result, they weren't causing any benefit to the avodah zarah. But what was the initial reaction of Rabbi Yaakov? How could Rabbi Yirmiyah buy pita? L'churi is doing an avera. What was Rabbi Yirmiyah's initial reaction? How could Rabbi Yaakov buy a sandal? L'churi is doing an avera. Why weren't they down l'kaf schos? Why were they chayshid the other one of doing something wrong? Could be they were doing something right. It could be they were doing something wrong. It could be they bought it from a merchant. It could be they bought it from a baal habayis kavua. Or it could be they bought it from a baal habayis she'enik kavua. So for some reason, they were chayshid. And especially in light of the fact Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah with tzaddikim, I mean, there are different variables when it comes to the halachas of Danas Kaveri. You don't always have to be somebody l'kav schos. But when you're dealing with an adam chosh, you're dealing with a tzaddik, someone that's becheskes, he does the right thing, you certainly should be down l'kav schos. The chura, very strong ha'ara as it relates to what happened to down l'kav. So two ha'aras really that we're not going to talk about. Number one, how was Rabbi Yirmiyah able to buy pita? What happened to pas akum, pas palter? And the second kasha is, why was each one chayshid Biksherim, why weren't they Mekayim, the Mishnah of Hevi Dones Kaladam, the Kav Schos? Either way, on that note, another Mishnah that discusses the halachas of buying things from Ovdei Kechavim. Zok the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim, Asurim, Limkar, Ovdei Kechavim. There are certain things that you're not allowed to sell, not buy, you're not allowed to sell to an Oved Avodah Zarah, not only B'yom Edom, not only Lefnei Edeim, but the entire year. So these things you're never, ever, ever allowed to sell to an Oved Avodah Zarah. What are these things? It's Struvlin, Uvnoi Shuach, Uftoi Toros, Ulevoina, V'Tarnagol Halovans. At first glance, it sounds like we're mentioning five things, although the Gemara is going to say it's really only four. It's Struvlin is the first thing. The Gemara will explain what that is. Benois Shuach, P'toi Toros, Levoina, frankincense, V'Tarnagol Halovan, and a white rooster. Now, Pashup Shat, the reason you're never allowed to sell these things to an Oved Avodah Zarah is because these things were always bought for Avodah Zarah. Being that the buyer, we're assuming, is buying it, he's a pagan, and pagan worship Avodah Zarah, and these were things that were used as takrevis l'Avodah Zarah. So the assumption is that the thing that he's buying, he's going to use for Avodah Zarah. If he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah, yo'ever lifnei yiver le'sitei michshol. L'may nafkemina, if it's not betray Avri Denahara, maybe there won't be an issue of Lifnei Yiver Leisik Demichshol. But assuming that it fits within the parameters, the Shulchan Aruch of Lifnei Yiver Leisik Demichshol says the Mishnah, nothing to do with Yom Edom, nothing to do with Azul Umayda, nothing to do with Mishum Harvacha. This is Lifnei Yiver 101, another example where you have Lifnei Yiver Leisik Demichshol with a Ben Noyach, but the bottom line is, these things were always used for Takrevis L'Avodah Zarah, therefore you're never allowed to sell to a guy. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutal Limkalei Tarnagol Lava Ben HaTarnagol. It's true, you're not allowed to sell him a white rooster, but let's say he's buying 100 roosters, and one of them is white. Then you could sell them. So apparently the white rooster, we'll see the color white in general is somewhat associated with Avodah Zarah. But the white rooster was definitely something that was used for Avodah Zarah. So if he's buying it straight out, it's a problem. But if he's buying it together with other animals, then it looks like he doesn't want it for Avodah Zarah Dafka, because if he did, the other animals would also be, well, the other tarnagolas would also be white. So together with something else, it's okay. Let's say it's Bifnei Atzmai, and you want to sell it to him. You have a good buyer. He wants to buy it. You're not allowed to sell it. There is an option. The Eitza is Koiteya Esetzboi. You can chop off its finger. Aitzar Balichai. Okay. Umoichriloi. And you're allowed to sell it to him. Fisha imakrivim chasal avayiz gechavim. Because the Bnei Noach used to not be makriv an animal that was chasar. So if you're going to make it chasar, then he's not going to use the avayiz zar anymore. There's not going to be an issue. Shar kol advarim. As it relates to other things, meaning not these five things that the Mishnah mentioned. Staman mutter uperushan asad. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Meir says, Af dekel tov. You're not allowed to sell a fine date. Palm, the chotzov, the niklas, also limklov the kechav. Those things you're not allowed to sell to a guy either. Either way, the Mishnah mentioned certain things that you're never allowed to sell to an Oved Avodah Zarah. You can never sell it to a pagan, and Pashut, the reason is because these things were always used, l'Avodah Zarah. So even if he buys it, not b'yom Edom, or not lifnei Edom, shloisha yamim, you're never allowed to sell it because the assumption is that it's going to be used l'Avodah Zarah. What was the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah? It's Struvlin. Zok de Gemara, the obvious question, the question that's bothering everybody, my, it's Struvlin. What exactly is it? Zok de Gemara, Turnisa. Turnisa, says Rashi, min eres. It's a type of cedar, v'hishita. It's what's referred to in Nach as Shita Kedama B'Rashana Dav Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Now that Gemara, the Rashi's quote in Rashana Chav Gimel Amad Aleph mentions that there are 10 types of arazim. One of the types of arozim is tornisa, and the Gemara says that it's strublin, that's mentioned in the Mishnah, something you never let us sell to a pagan, was that cedar, it was the tornisa. But the Gemara says, I'll ask you a kasha, from a Mishnah in Mesechtis Shvias, and the Mishnah over there is discussing different things that the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to do business with on Shvias. So we know on Shvias, the halach is la'achla, v'loy l'schayr. So in addition to the fact that you have to let the field rest, there's also an idea that you can't do business with peiros shvias that grow by itself. Even peiros shvias that are hefker, you can't be koinim in a hefker now become a soicher. You can take it to eat it if you'd like. It's hefker, lo achla, v'loy l'schayr. So the Chachamim added to the initial list, the things that are obviously aser on shvias, another list. What did they add? Alachsin, it's struvlin, muchsosin, uvnaishua. What's the kasha? This, all good, it's struvlin, tunisa. And if you're going to tell me it's struvlin, it's tunisa, it's that form of cedar, tunisa, miyisab, shvias. Should it be aser on shmitah? But time we learned in Abrais, zakla, kosh, ishlai, iker. Any plant that has a root, Rashi says, what does it mean it has a root? Its root could survive the winter. Yesh lo shvias is subject to the laws of shvias. V'chol she'en lo yikar, but any plant that doesn't have a root, meaning its root cannot survive the emosa geshalim, it can't survive winter, and lo shvias doesn't have the laws of shvias. And tornisa does not have a root that could survive the emosa geshalim. So how could you tell me it's trublin, it's tornisa? In our Mishnah, it's trublin can be anything. The problem is it's trublin is mentioned in the Mishnah and shvias. And the Mishnah and shvias is discussing it's trublin in the context of something that you can't do business with on shvias. And we know the rule is you can't do business with things only if they have an ikar that could survive the Yemaisak Shabbat, and its Shulman does not have an ikar that could survive the Yemaisak Shabbat, so it can't be Tornisa. Lomar Rav Safra, Peri da Eres. You have to say it's the fruit that comes from an Eres. So it's related to the Eres, the Gemara got that right, but not Shita, but rather it comes from another one of the 10 types of Arozim, and it's actually not the tree itself, it's the fruit that comes from the Eres. I think it's called Almoinim, that Eres. The point is that Erez does have an ikar. It has an ikar that could survive the Yemaisak Shamim. Thus, it can fit with the Mishnah Mesechta Shvias. It can fit with the Mishnah the Mesechta Savai Dezar. And the Gemara says, Chenki Yasser Ravan. Amar Abelazar, Ravan came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. He learned by Rabbi Yechanan. He also had heard a lot of Torah from Abelazar, who was one of Rabbi Yechanan's Talmidim. He came back and he said that I heard that its struvlin is peirei da'arza. It's the fruit that comes off the Erez tree. By the way, it's translated as the acorn. So you want to know what its struvlin is? Acorns. Once upon a time, that was a takrevis l'avei dezara. The next thing the Mishnah said that you never let us sell to over the avei dezara, to pagans, is b'noi shuach. So, I'm Rabbi Barchana, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. What are b'noi shuach? Te'enei chivrasa, white figs. The third thing mentioned in the Mishnah was p'toytar. See the theme with white? Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'p'toytroi seyem shana. P'toytaris is not a separate min. The Mishnah said it's trublin, acorns, u'b'noi shuach, white figs, u'p'toytaris. So it sounds like p'toytaris is a third, not a third thing. P'toytaris is just qualifying the first two. The only time you're not allowed to sell it's trublin and b'noi shuach is if they have their p'toytaris, which means it has its stem. But if the stem of the fruit would fall off, at that point, the Zohar wouldn't use it anymore as a carbon. If they wouldn't use it as a carbon, so there's no iser to sell it. Levina, that's straightforward. It's just good old-fashioned frankincense. But Amrab Yitzchak, Amrab Shimon Malakish, Levina Zaka. But it has to be pure frankincense. If it's not Levina Zaka, then the Ovdei Avodah Zarah didn't use it in their worship, and then it would not be Asatana, Umikulan, Moichron Lahen, Chavit. So you're not allowed to sell individual. But let's say somebody comes in and they want to buy it in bulk, then you're allowed to sell it to him. What's the reason? What's the methodology? The assumption is that if he's buying so much, then he's obviously not using it for takrivis. He's using it to do business. He's going to sell it. Being that he's going to sell, you don't have anything to worry about. You can't sell it to the end user. But if you're not selling it to the end user, it's not an issue. How big is too much? We'd have to weigh at least 3 months. But faith to Gemara, I don't understand. You're not allowed to sell these things because you're concerned that the person that's buying it is going to use it for Avodah Zarah. So for that price, you shouldn't be able to sell it to someone that you know is a reseller. Why? Because that person's going to sell it to somebody else that's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Why aren't you worried that you're going to sell it to someone who's going to sell it to somebody else? I'm Rabbi. Rabbi said, Alifnei Mekdinon, Alifnei Deliftei Loi Mekdinon. What's the reason that you're not allowed to sell to an Oyver Avodah Zarah these things. We mentioned earlier, it's Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol means Reuven can't be Machshol Shimon. But can Reuven be Machshol Shimon if there's a concern that Shimon might be Machshol Levi? That's okay. A Lifnei we're worried about, but Lifnei the Lifnei, that's already something we're not worried about. There's a Shaila in the Rishonim, but that's only true when you're dealing with Lifnei Iver by a Ben Noach, or would this be true even by Lifnei Iver when you're dealing with a Yid? This is a unique sugya of Lifnei Iver. We're dealing with Lifnei Iver by an Eini Yehudi. We spoke at the Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua last week, where the Pnei Yeshua says that even though Lifnei Iver Leisichtei Michshol Zodin Dei Raisa, but Lifnei Iver, when it comes to a guy, is definitely a dinder rabbanan. It's right, it was from this whole sugya, because the Gemara has it sad that lifnei adam shalai b'kichavim shalai shayamin, why can't you do business? Because of lifnei yivar leisitim michshol, and so it's mavur that it's only an isidir rabbanan. It's not all the sugyas are mavur that it's an isidir rabbanan, not an isidir raisa. What do you mean? If it's lifnei yivar leisitim michshol, it should definitely be an isidir raisa. So the Pnei Shubra, a raya, in a tshuva from here, that lifnei yivar leisitim michshol by a guy is a dinder rabbanan. So it's a different parasha of lifnei yivar leisitim michshol. We mentioned that the only time you have lifnei yivar by a ben noach is the Lifnei Iver of Ben Adam L'Mapel. For Biakiv, we spoke at an Emes L'Yakiv. But the Lifnei Iver, that's a Ben Adam L'Chavei Roydig Lifnei Iver, that the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lo Yisaseh Reish Tzadik Tes, and the Chinuch says it in Mitzvah Reish Lamid Beis, and we saw other Lishonis in the Rishonim as well, where it's Mevur, that's only for Bnei Yisrael, it's not for Bnei Noach. So again, the parsha of Lifnei Iver relates to Bnei Noach for their Sheva Mitzvahs, just like it relates to Yisraelim, but not literally just like, because there are differences. So Yesh Loimar, Tosfos says it later on Daf Tezvav, that it could be this Gemara that says Alifnei Mekabdinon, but Alifnei the Lifnei Loim Mekabdinon could be that's only when you're dealing with Lifnei Iver by a Ben Noach. But if you're dealing with Lifnei Iver by Yisrael, there it's going to be different. Regardless, you can't sell individual items, because then we feel you're selling it to the end user. If you're selling it to the end user, he's going to use it. You're able to Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol. But if you sell it in bulk, then we're not worried. Maybe the person that's buying it is going to resell it to an Eved Avodah Zarah. I hear. That's already Lifnei. The Lifnei, that's not an issue. The Tarna Golov, the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to sell a white rooster. Amar Rabbi Yoino, Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Zvid, Zeke Damasni, Amar Rabbi Yoino, Amar Rab Zeira. Tarna Golov me, if a pagan walks into the shuk and he says, I'm looking to buy a Tarna Golov, I'm looking to buy a rooster. Muta Limkoloi Tarna Golov. You're allowed to sell him, even a Tarna Golov. Tarna Golov on me, if he says I'm looking to buy a white rooster, also Limkoloi Tarna Golov. Then you're not allowed to sell him a Tarna Golov. Meaning the only time the mission says you're not allowed to sell a Tarna Golov, again, the white rooster is the one that was used, Lavidazar, is if the person specifically was looking to buy a Tarna Golov. But let's say he wasn't looking to buy a Tarna Golov, he was looking to buy a Tarna Golov. He said Tarna Golov on me. He says, I have a tarnagol. It happens to be white. Would you like to buy it? He says, yes. Then you can sell it. What's the svara? Because if he was looking to buy the tarnagol of a dezara, then he would be looking for a tarnagol of one. He wouldn't say tarnagol of a me, because there's only a specific type of tarnagol that he can use, lave dezara. From the fact that he said tarnagol of me, not tarnagol of on me, from there we see that he's not looking to use the tarnagol le avoida. Zara, therefore, you're allowed to sell him even a Tarna Golov. But the Gemara says, Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Meicher loy Tarna Golovon, Beina Tarna Golov. Rabbi Yehuda had another kula in this halacha. You're not allowed to sell a Tarna Golovon, but if it was Beina Tarna Golov, let's say you're selling him 10, one of them is Lovon, then it's not an issue. Again, what's the Svara? Very simple. Because if he's only looking for a Zara, he'd only be looking for a Tarna Golov. What was the case? This person, the Rabbi Yehuda allowed you to sell a Tarna Golov. Was this person looking for a Tarna Golovan? He walked around the shuk saying, does anybody have a Tarna Golovan? I don't think so, says the Gemara. Then I feel a Beina Tarna Golovan Nami Loi. Then I don't believe Rabbi Yehuda would have been matter. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda should be matter because you see the person is willing to buy even a Tarna Golov that's not Lovan. But being that he was looking for a Tarna Golovan originally, the assumption is he was looking for a Tarna Golovan to use for Avodah Zarah. It just so happens he found a seller that's willing to sell him the Tarna Golovan, but he has to take 9 other Tarna Golovans that aren't Lovan. And he's willing to do it. Vas betutnisht. For Avodah Zarah, said something that he's okay doing. But being that he said, Tarna Golovan Lami, Tarna Golovan Lami, there's no way in the world Rabbi Yehuda would ever be matter. Ela lam, you must say, Dekame Tarna Golami, Tarna Golami. Presumably, where Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay to sell a Tarna Golovan betoicha Tarna Golovan, it's talking about the buyer wasn't specifically looking for a Tarna Golovan. He was looking for a Tarna Gol. He said Tarna Gol stan. And over there, Afilu Hachilu Rabbi Yehuda, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Beina Tarna Gol in Bifnei Atzmi Loi. You only allow allowed to sell it beina tarnagol, but on itself not. Ulatane kama, who's more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda? This cooler was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. Afilu beina tarnagol nami loy. You wouldn't even be able to sell it beina tarnagol. So again, Rav Yoina said in the name of Rav Zeira, the name of Rav Zvid. Some say it was only Rav Yoina, the name of Rav Zeira. That what? That tarnagol stam. If a person walks into the shuk, I'm looking to buy a tarnagol. You're allowed to sell it to him. A phenomenal kula. That when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell a tarnagol oven, it's only if the person is looking for a tarnagol oven. But if somebody was looking for a tarnagol stam, and you have a tarnagol oven, you could sell it to him. And the svara is, because if he only wanted a tarnagol oven, he'd be looking for a tarnagol oven. But Frey de Gemara, even though I hear in svara, quote unquote, I hear, but how does it show with the Mishnah? Because in the Mishnah you have a case where Rabbi Yehuda said a different chiddush that the Chum argued with. Rabbi Yehuda said to sell a tarnagol oven bein a tarnagolin, that's okay. Chum said no, even not bein a tarnagol. Now the Gemara assumes it can't be Rabbi Yehuda said that that would be true even if the person specifically was looking for a tarnagol oven. Because if the guy's in the market for a tarnagol oven, there's no way you could sell him a even if he's willing to buy nine other tarnagolins, you can never sell him a tarnagol oven. Elamai was looking for a tarnagol stamp. And in that case, the only time Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay is Beina Tarnagoylem. And in that case, even when it's Beina Tarnagoylem, the Chum said it's not good. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say, in the name of Rabbi Zeira, in the name of Rabbi Zvid, the Ikadamri only in the name of Rabbi Zeira, that you're, if a person says Tarnagol Stam, you could sell it to him straight out. It's not true, Sayinat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Sayinat, according to the Chachomim, Amrav Nachim Bar Yitzchak, Hachav Mayas Good. You have to say the Mishnah is talking about a third case. It's not talking about where he said, I'm looking for a Tarnagol Oven, Tarnagol Oven to me, Tarnagol Oven to me, because no one in the world would hold you allowed to sell Tarnagol Oven in that case. It can't be it's talking about where he said, Tarnagol to me, because there everybody holds. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. You could sell it to him. That's not an issue. It's talking about where the person said something in between. Said, I'm looking for a tarnagol lavan and a tarnagol shachar and for a tarnagol that's red and that's green, and he's looking for different color tarnagolises. He specifically spoke out that he's looking for different colors. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda said, being that he's looking for other colors as well, so beina tarnagolim, it's okay. The Chachamim said, no, he mentioned tarnagol oven. And being that he mentioned tarnagol oven, even though he mentioned other colors as well, it's not going to be okay. But Enechanavi, had he only said tarnagol oven, everybody would hold it's a problem, even Beina tarnagol. Had he said tarnagol stam lemi, everybody would hold it's okay. The Machloikis is, in none of that, it's not discussing the two cases Rabbi Yehuda was discussing. Rabbi Yehuda was discussing tarnagol oven lemi, tarnagol stam lemi. The Mishnah is discussing where he said, Tarnagol Lovam, V'Tarnagol Shachar, V'Tarnagol Adoim. In that case, that's where you have this machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Zok the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, I'm a furish of Raisa that explains the Mishnah that way. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Saibis Man, Shama Tarnagol Zel Lov. Avalama, Mar Zevazem, Mutter. If he said Zevazem, Mutter, that's the case of Rabbi Yehuda, right? The price of again, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And this Rabbi Yehuda is a little bit more explained. He's explaining it a little bit more. Emosai, when can't you sell if he said Tarnagol Zelovan? But if he said Tarnagol Zevezeh, so you're going to sell them a few different colors, even though one of them is love one. In that case, it's going to be okay. The price continues. So even if he said that I'm looking to buy a tarnagol lavan, if he said specifically that, you know, I'm making a mishta for my son, or there's a chayl in the house, and apparently it was considered therapeutic, this tarnagol lavan, in that case, it's going to be mutter. What's the reason? Again, zilbasa time. The only reason you can't sell a tarnagol lavan is lefnei they see the mikshel. But over here, it doesn't look like he's buying a favay dezara. It looks like he has ulterior motives. But the Gemara says, you're allowed to sell him a tarnagol oven? And you can't sell him anything because he brings karbonos. Remember, 30 days, good base chaydish maybe. But you're never allowed to sell anything to an oivet avi desire. That's also mishal lebnoi. I'm Rav Yitzchak bar Masharshia betavzig. Says Rashi that this mishtah that's usher to sell to a guy because of the iser derabbanon of a dayim shalayv dekachavim. That's if he's making a big party, chasana, for example. Over here, we're talking about Rashi's lashon is it was a mishtah shal mireyos. We're just getting together. It's just a get together. We'll have some drinks and have some fun. That kind of party, that's not going to be usher. Not only is it not usher, you can even sell him a tarnagol oven, because if he said clearly that he's making a party, there's no chash, there's no lifnei iver, leisite mikshal. But we're not done yet. Again, Rabbi Yoina, had said a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda said that even though the Mishnah said you're not allowed to sell a tarnagol lavan ever to an Avid Avodah Zarah, why not? Because the tarnagol lavan was used for Avodah Zarah. That's if the person, the Avid Avodah Zarah, said tarnagol lavan lami. But let's say he said tarnagol lami. He didn't say tarnagol lavan lami. Over there it's going to be mutl. Now we learned in the Mishnah, ushar kalat varim, anything else. So the Mishnah mentioned, well, it originally looked like five things, but we saw it's really four things. It's Struvlin, Ubnei Shuach, Levina, the Tarnagol Alavan. Those four things he never let us sell to a guy. Then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said, Vishar Kaladvarim, everything else, Staman Mutter, Uperushan Asas. When we learned the Mishnah, we said, the Gemara will explain. Well, this is where the Gemara explains it. Tanan, Vishar Kaladvarim, Staman Mutter, Uperushan Asas. My Staman, what does Staman mean? And what does Perushan mean? Ilema Staman de Kamar Chita Chivarta, Perushan de Kamar Avidus Kechavim. The Staman mean where the person said, I'm looking to buy white wheat. So not a Tarnagol Alavan. Something else, Shar Kaladvara. We're just picking an example, wheat. But he said white wheat, and when he said Perushan, he means Lavi Dezara. He was Mefarish Lavi Dezara. Fake the Gemara, Loi Stama Tzricha Lameimed the Mazbeninon, Veloi Perushan Tzricha Lameimed the Loi Mazbeninon. The whole Mishnah is Miutar. The whole Mishnah would seem to be extra. Why? Because I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that Shar Kaladvara Ma Mutter, if the person didn't say anything about Avi Dezara. Why should I think it's awesome? The Mishnah said, you're allowed to do business with a guy. No one says you can't do business with them. You only can't do business with them with Ne'edeh. Stating that, there's four things you can never sell them. Okay, it's pretty obvious. Those four things you can't sell. Hushar kalad varam, I'm going to be mutter. So why would the Mishnah have to say that if a person, Stam, wants to buy, I don't know, white wheat, and he says, I'm looking to buy white wheat, doesn't say anything about Avodah Zarah. Why would you think it's awesome? L'chura, lo yistaman tzricha l'meim et mazbanina. The Mishnah doesn't have to tell me that halacha. And the second thing the Mishnah says, that perushan aser, if it means what it sounds like it means, and that is if the person says specifically, I'm looking to buy this for Avodah Zarah, zok the Mishnah, you can't sell it to him. I need a Mishnah for that? Of course. So loy stomach tzricha l'meim ad mazbeninon, v'loy perushan tzricha l'meim ad mazbeninon. So it must be, there's a hidden meaning in this Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean? Ela, stomach, what does stomach mean? Dekamar chit. Perushan, what does that mean? Dekamar chivarta. And what the Mishnah therefore is saying is, if a person would walk in, and he would say, I want white wheat, you wouldn't be able to sell it to him. Because white schmecks from Avodah Zarah. And being that there's a thought that maybe this person is buying it from Avodah Zarah, even though it's wheat, it's not frankincense, it's not a fig, it's not a tarnagol, it doesn't matter. If he says clearly, Perusha means chevarta, it's going to be us. It's only Staman Shar Kaladvarim is going to be mutar. But if he's Mefarish, not Avodah Zarah, that's Pasha, you wouldn't be able to sell him. But if he says, I want white wheat, that in itself is already going to be us. So what do you see from there? Michlal de Tarnagol afilu Staman nami loy. Tarnagol, that's listed amongst the four. There's the big four, and then there's everything else. What's the halacha by everything else? The halacha by everything else is that if you're Mefarish, you say, I want to buy the white, then it's going to be aser. Michlal, the big four, even if you don't say you want white, it's going to be aser. In other words, if a person would say tarnagol and me, it would already be aser. It's the hakash and Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, tarnagol and me is going to be mutter. L'chura, even though it's not Mefarish in the Mishnah, but in order to understand the sefer of the Mishnah, you have to, l'chura, say that if a person would say, who has white wheat, you wouldn't be able to sell it to him. Which means then when the Mishnah says tarnagol is more chamer than wheat, even if you didn't say a white tarnagol, you wouldn't be able to sell it to him. In other words, tarnagol and me would be us. Zok de Gemara, amin. Really, that loch is tarnagol and me is going to be mutter. If that's the case, then that means if a person says, I want to buy even white wheat, it's going to be mutter. Because the only time tarnagol is aser, if he says tarnagol lavan lami. So chiti lavan lami, that's shar kaladvarim, is going to be mutter. And when the Mishnah says perushan, what does it mean? You said clearly you're buying it, lavay dazar. What's the kasha? Perushan, it's trichol lameimer, what do I need it for? The Gemara says, yeah, so, g'day t'chamina, I would have thought, hi, gavad alavay dazar, but maybe this person really doesn't want to buy lavay dazar. Ela meva kuda avik bavay dazar. But he's a person that's attached to his avay dazar. V'sover, and he thinks, k'echidahu gavra avik, just like I'm so what this person's thinking, right? K'echidahu gavra, just like he's so attached to avay dazar. Kula alma nami aviku, is emahachi, I'm going to say, I'm buying avay dazar. K'echidahu lacefully, like this, he's going to give it to me for a good deal. He thought, thought that if he walked into the shuk of Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and he says he's buying the Avodah Zarah, maybe they'd give it to him for a good deal. So listen to this Havamina. There was a Havamina, being that people don't usually buy wheat Avodah Zarah, if a person would even say he's buying the Avodah Zarah, maybe it'd still be mutter. He's a liar. He's just making believe that he's buying the Avodah Zarah, thinks he's going to get a discount, but really, he doesn't mean a lavei dazar. So I would have thought you could sell it to him. Kamashmo on the Mishnah, Mashar kol advarim, stum on his mother. That's true. If he doesn't say he's buying lavei dazar, it's okay. But Perushan, if he says he's buying lavei dazar, it's awesome. Again, what was the kasha? Perushan aser, pshita. What's the hava meaning that it shouldn't be? He said he wants to buy lavei dazar. So apparently, if you understood the psychology of a pagan, you would know a lot of pagans used to make believe they were from, but really they weren't so from. They thought they were going to get some sort of bargain, some sort of discount by saying they were buying a Havamina Dezara. It's such a real thing that there was a Havamina that if the person tells you he's buying a Havamina Dezara, so you can tell it to him, Kamash Malan, you can't. Zachti Gemara, Bayi Ravashi, Tarnagol Lavan, Kotua Lamin. What if a person walks into the shuk, he says, I'm looking to buy a Tarnagol Lavan, but he says specifically he's willing to buy it even if it has a mum, even if it's missing a eifer. What's the halacha? Mahu limkalar tainagal love inshallah. Now, to sell him chaser, that the Mishnah said, that's definitely not an issue. The question is, are you allowed to sell him shalim? What's the tzadnat? Miyam, you know, do we say, mid the kamar katua, being that he's willing to buy it even with a mum, lav lavay this kachavu kabay. He obviously doesn't want to use a lavay dezara, because if he wanted to use a lavay dezara, then he wouldn't be looking to buy it with a mum. Or maybe he's lying. Maybe he's making believe that he doesn't want to use a lavay dezara. He's just the opposite of the other guy. But really, he does want to use a lavay dezara. Is there a sfara to say that maybe he's just being myrim? If you're willing to entertain the possibility that even though he said he's willing to buy it with a mum, but really that's not what his kivun is. Tarnagol lavan lemi, tarnagol lavan lemi. What if the person walks into the shuk, he says, I'm looking to buy a white tarnagol. V'yavule shachar v'shakal. And somebody offered him a black one, and he said, all right, you know what, I wanted white, but I'll take black. V'yavule adam, and then somebody offered him a red one, v'shakal, and he took it. What's the question? Ma'u limkalei lavan. Can you now sell him a white one? Meaning, he said clearly he was looking to buy a white one. So once he says he's looking to buy a tarnagol lavan, it looks like he wants a lavei dezara. But once he showed that he's okay buying black, buying red, so, you know, he's now showing that maybe he's not so dead set on white, meaning maybe he doesn't want a lavei dezara. Me, I'm reading the yavale shachav a shakal. He's willing to buy a black. He's trying to shoot colors. He's willing to buy a black. He's willing to buy a red. Lav lavei this kechav and kabay. Oh, you don't make come at him again. This is all the harama. He's buying the red. He's buying the black. So it shouldn't look like he's buying a lavei dezara. What's the halacha? Teiku. Rameir Oimer. Rameir said af dekel. So Rameir had another short list of things that you're never ever allowed to sell to a pagan. What was his short list? Dekel tav, v'chotzov, v'niklav. Some have the gear said niklas. Those three things are also also to sell to oved avoy dezar. Amalei Rav Chizal Avimi Gmiri. We have a Messiah, you may have heard this Gemara, that Avodas Kechavim da Avram Avinu Arba Meya Pirkei Havim. That Avram Avinu's Mesechtes Avodah Zarah was comprised of 400 brachim. So our Mesechtes Avodah Zarah has five, says the Gemara. Vanan, Chamisha Tanan. But Avram Avinu's Mesechtes Avodah Zarah was much longer. What's Pashup Shah? Because in Avram Avinu's time, there was a lot more Avodah Zarah. I mean that there was so much more Avodah Zarah, so the halachas were much more technical, much more nuanced, and much more relevant. But today, we don't have so much Avodah Zarah, and as a result, Mesechtes Avodah Zarah doesn't have to be so long. So it's not 400 prakim, but rather all it is five prakim. Says the Gemara, so Rav Chizda tells Avimi, you know, the Sachi Aridus Adairus, we don't have nearly as much Mesechtes Avodah Zarah as they once had. But still, at the same time, v'loyadina my kamrina, and the little bit of avodah zarah that we have, we can't make heads and tails. Can't give us a chanetza. Once upon a time, they had 400 prakim, and they knew it. We have five prakim, and we can barely figure out what's going on. So he told him, Avimi told Rav Chizda, my kashaluch, what's bothering you? What halacha mesechtes avodah zarah is bothering you so much? That you would think, Rav Chizda would say, one of the lamdish asugyas, lifnei da lifnei, or Azulumaida, get involved in some super lumdis. He told him, no, very simple. The Mishnah said, Ramei Oimer, Av Dekel Tav, Chatsa V'Niklas, Aser Limkoil, La'evdei Koichavim. So he told him, Dekel Tav, Udulei Mazvili, and now let us sell a Dekel Tav, a Dekel Bish, Mizav Ninan, A good dekel, you can't sell. But a bad dekel, you could sell. But I have a kasha, a mishnah later, you never allowed to sell a guy real estate. You can't sell a guy anything that's mechubal karka. So it's not just a dekel toiv, it's even a dekel bish. But from our mishnah, Rameyah seems to say only a dekel toiv you're not allowed to sell. But a dekel bish, you are allowed to sell. Amalei told him back, my dekel toiv, Peiroi's dekel toiv. Avada, the dekel itself, even if it would be bish, you wouldn't be allowed to sell it. You're never allowed to sell a dekel. Why? Because you can never sell anything that's mechubal karka. What our mission is discussing is the peiros that come from the dekel. The peiros dekel, if it's from a dekel type, you're not allowed to sell it. But if it's from a dekel, peiros dekel type. Chatzav. The Mishnah said chatzav. What is chatzav? Kashba, if that helped. Niklas, what is Niklas? Yosef Rav Dimi, Amar Abchama Bar Yosef Kuryati. Amar Abai Rav Dimi, Zabayu told Rav Dimi, Tanan Niklas. It said in the Mishnah Niklas, we didn't know what it meant. Vat Amrit, so Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Rav Dimi, he heard in the name of Rav Chama Bar Yosef that it's Kuryati. But Vulayadina, we still don't know what you're talking about. Maya Hanaslan, how did you help us exactly, Rav Dimi, by telling us that you know what Niklas is? Kuryati. Rav Dimi comes back from Eretz Yisrael, he brings back a beer to something, so a mystery. You want to know what Niklas is? It's Kuryati. We still don't know what it is. Amalei told him, he said, listen, Abai, I understand. You're in Bavel right now. And in Bavel, Niklas, Kuryati, it all doesn't make any sense. However, Ahani Luchu, I helped you. You don't realize. The Chiyoz is awesome. If you ever go to Eretz Yisrael, Amrit Lu Niklas, if you would say Niklas, Vlayadi, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. But Amrit Lu Kuryati, Vyadu, Vikamach, they'd already be able to show. You're right. Here in Bavo, we don't know what either one is. But I came back from Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael said that this is what it means. Either way, again, today's learning should be a schos, it should be an Eloi from Yitzchak. Ben Yechiel Mechel.